This episode of The Truth contains strong language and violence. So if that bothers you or you're listening with kids, you may want to listen to something else.
Everything okay out here, Meg?
Yes, yeah, and I'm just mopping.
Yeah, I thought I heard something.
I knocked over the raspberry sauce.
Okay, I have to run to the store, so if you finish closing before I'm back, can you lock up behind you?
You got it, boss! Shit. Shit. Meg, what did you do? Who's there?
I cannot believe you just did that.
You can't be here. I just...
killed me.
I thought I... you...
You did. You killed me.
You are a ghost.
I was just buying cookies from you, and now I'm dead.
I am so sorry.
You stabbed me.
Tell me you're still open.
Hold on, Yuri. I'm getting coffee.
Just closing, actually.
It'll be quick.
Okay. Welcome to Cakery Bakery. How can I help you this evening?
Give me 3 large coffees, 1 black, all with sugar. Yuri, it's a sinking ship. Sell it, make me a profit, and get out.
Would you like
anything? I'm not done. And 3 blueberry muffins to go.
We're actually out of muffins.
Any kind of muffin, then. Whatever.
That is what I am saying, sir. We are actually out of all the muffins for the night. We donate them at the end of the day.
It isn't the end of the day. You're open.
We're actually just closing, so...
Are you serious? Okay, fine. Just the coffee.
Okay.
Are you going to kill him too? Or am I special?
If you've ever worked retail, I'm fairly certain you've had the experience of wanting to kill someone. I'm not saying you would, but it can be a rage-inducing profession. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and in today's story, we'll look at a local bakery from the other side of the counter. Murder at Cakery Bakery.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a 6th season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to Murder at Cakery Bakery.
It's dead here, huh? I guess because you don't have what people want.
It was busy earlier. Been slow the last 10 minutes or so. Nothing much happening.
Nothing much? My corpse is in your supply closet.
That'll be $7.50.
Sir, can you hear me?
These decorations are creepy.
You're being served by a murderer.
They're Halloween decorations.
Halloween is over.
Yeah, we're behind. I think we're just bypassing Thanksgiving and going straight to the Christmas Hanukkah season.
Well, they're completely unappetizing.
He's right, you know, they are.
Here's your change.
Okay, I would have preferred a $5 bill to all these singles.
Oh, you have a good night, sir.
Hello? Hello? You murdered me, and now you're going to just wipe down a display case?
Look, I can explain.
Why you killed me?
Yes. Well, I mean, no. But, okay, well, here's the thing. We were closing in like 5 minutes, and I was alone, except for my manager, because it'd been slow this last hour, so she said once we'd cleaned everything, my coworker could leave. So she left. And then you came in and... can I just say I was having a really bad day? It was raining today. Everyone who comes in here on a rainy day is like pissed, like I personally poured water into their shoes. One girl bitched at me for 5 minutes because we don't have anything low-cal in this bakery.
I can't eat sugar on weekdays.
And another person came in just to tell me her order was wrong last week. And I wasn't the person who helped her last week. She knew I wasn't the person who helped her. I offered to find the person who helped her, but she just wanted to yell at me.
I just want to yell at you!
So far, I'm not impressed.
Plus, I was working all day with this girl, Isabel, and she drives me crazy. She's so passive-aggressive, and she asks me questions about things she already knows the answer to just to avoid doing work. Like, right before she left, early, she kept coming up to me and saying,
"All we have left to do is mop, right?"
Implying I should volunteer, even though I had cleaned practically everything else. But still, she came up to me with,
"Right, Meg? All that's left is to mop?"
And I wanted to scream at her and say, "Listen, you started working here 3 weeks after me, and it's been 8 months. If you think that all that's left is to mop, then freaking mop."
So why didn't you kill Isabel?
So she goes home, and I start mopping, and I'm finding it pretty cathartic after the day I've had, so much so that I actually break the stupid mop from the pressure I'm putting on it, and that's when you came in. "Cakery Bakery, how can I help you?" "Oh, we're actually just closing now, so unless you're..." Unfortunately, no. We just can't stay open and wait. Have a good night."
So I came in.
So you came in, and you said...
"Hi, can I just get a box of assorted butter cookies?"
So?
We had already wrapped the butter cookies. You could see that! You could see the freaking cookies were freaking wrapped, and you wanted me to unwrap them for you right before we closed, and not just one type, almost all the types.
Two of those, and three of those. I don't want those. Are the rainbow cookies fresh?
They're from earlier.
Let me try one.
Here you
go. No, that one. Sometimes they're really stale. It's disgusting. They could be better. Give me 10, but take from the back.
Anything else?
Did I ask for anything?
Great, I'll just...
Wait, you haven't put in any almond.
I'm so sorry. You just said that was all, so I
said I want some of everything.
So you want some of these too, then?
No, I said I don't want those. Are you deaf?
Sorry for the confusion. I'll just weigh them. Almost done.
And then you were there. You remember. You remember what you said.
I'm double parked?
You're double parked.
I'm double parked.
Like I'm the one who is inconveniencing you. Like I'm the one being a problem. Like I asked you to double park your car at midnight on a Wednesday and come in here asking for a time-consuming, chore-inducing order, and I don't know, I snapped. I snapped just like this mop.
Wait, what are you doing? What? I...
And now I'm dead.
We're closed!
I know, I'm sorry. It's Isabel. I forgot my sweater.
Okay, just a second. I'll find it.
It's the gray one that I asked you to remind me to take home. I guess you forgot, though. Don't worry, I'm not upset. I just thought I'd come all the way back and grab it tonight so someone else didn't take it. Not that I think that you would, and that's why you didn't remind me.
This is the horrific coworker.
Sure. Grabbing the sweater.
Wow, she seems like a nightmare.
Meg? Hey, would you mind opening up the door? I wouldn't normally mind how cold it is. Obviously I don't have my sweater, so I'm cold.
Here it is. Great sweater. Get on home now, you.
Thanks. Oh, well, actually, since I walked all the way here, I think I'll just grab a couple slices.
Wait, Isabel. Let me. You already took off your apron. I might as well.
Okay, I wanted a mix of cheesecakes. Nothing with gelatin.
Sounds good.
Isabel, that's her name, right? Isabel, can you hear me?
Peanut butter okay?
Yeah.
Isabel, please. I've been murdered by your coworker. Call the police.
Mississippi mud?
Nope. I'm not in the mood tonight.
Okay. How's this all look?
Oh, no. I don't want peanut butter. I'll take plain. And then that's good. One of us should watch our figure, right? Seeing as how we pull tips.
Oh, I get it now. She is annoying.
Well, Isabel, here's your stuff.
I don't want to be picky, but you're supposed to tape the box shut, Meg. I can do it if you want. It's just you offered, so...
We're out of tape. Kathleen's at the store. She might be back.
I don't want to imply you're wrong, but there's definitely some in the closet. I'll show you.
Oh, ew!
Listen, it's not what you think.
That was the body. A body just fell on me.
The mop broke.
Yeah, blame the mop.
That was so gross.
And then this woman came in, the one from last week.
The idiot girl from last week.
The one who made you rewrite her happy birthday message 4 times.
It was a cake for my boss.
She told you an amputee could write better than you.
It looked like she wrote Hubby Pork Day.
I remember her. The evil cake lady.
The evil what?
She came in again, and she was being so rude. And then she... And now she's dead. But it was mostly an accident.
An accident?
What are you going to do with the body?
Are you kidding me?
I hadn't got that far.
You should burn her.
What?
You should burn her in the big oven to destroy the body.
We'll return to Murder at Cakery Bakery in just a moment, but first I wanted to mention that this episode of The Truth is brought to you by SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is home security done right, and if you've been thinking about getting a SimpliSafe home security system but have been waiting for the holidays when all the tech deals come out, you've made a smart move. Because right now, The Truth listeners can get a great deal on SimpliSafe. If you go to simplisafe.com/truth, you'll get 25% off any new system. It's a really great deal. They rarely do anything like this, but they're doing it just for us. SimpliSafe is great protection for your home and family. They don't make you sign a contract, and there's no hidden fees. And they're getting great reviews. CNET, PC Mag, and Wirecutter all say SimpliSafe is the best security system there is. So if you're looking for a security system and want a great deal, go to simplisafe.com/truth to save 25%. And make sure you use that URL with the /truth because it really helps out the show. That's simplisafe.com/truth. And hurry, this deal ends November 26th. This episode of The Truth is also brought to you by Bombas. Bombas has totally re-engineered socks with comfort innovations that add up to a way more comfortable pair of socks. They're definitely the most comfortable pair of socks that I've ever owned. They have an arch support system that provides extra support where you need it the most. There's a cushioned footbed. There's a seamless toe. Super soft cotton. Whenever I do my laundry, they're the socks I wear first because I love wearing them the most. And not a lot of people realize this, but socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. But you can't donate used socks. And that's why Bombas donates one brand new pair of socks for every pair they sell. And to date, they've sold and donated over 9 million pairs. And if you have a specific homeless shelter you want to donate to, let them know, and they'll see if they can donate to that shelter. Go to bombas.com/truth. That's BOMBAS.com. And you'll get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/truth. And enter the offer code TRUTH. Now back to Murder at Cakery Bakery.
You should burn her in the big oven to destroy the body.
But, you're not going to turn me in?
She disrespected me. I don't like to be disrespected.
Is everyone who works here psychotic?
Okay. I'll burn her. You take her arms, and I'll take her legs.
All right. Hey, wait. I don't want to get blood on my work shirt.
Okay, but you have to take your share of her, though.
Okay, hold on. God, she's heavy.
Excuse me.
Okay. Put her into the mop bucket.
There.
Okay, you hold her up and I'll wheel it into the kitchen.
This is so offensive. Someone needs to report you guys to the health department.
Okay, hold still. I'm gonna lift her onto the counter.
Hello? You guys open?
Oh, shoot. I forgot to lock the door after you came in.
Hello? I need a cake for my son.
I'll go help him. You get the oven ready.
He's turning 5.
Coming.
Thank you.
You aren't really going to burn me, right?
Yes, I think I am.
Please don't do that. I had a life. There are people who will want to know what happened to me.
Please. They'd probably just thank me.
Excuse me, there are people that I mean something to. I have a sister and a niece and an on-again, off-again boyfriend. It's complicated.
Well, but now he'll have a chance to really move on.
That's what I'm saying. Let them move on. Don't make me a face on the side of a milk carton.
Do we still do that? If so, I think that's just kids.
Or a monthly obligatory call to the police station to see if there's any new news. Give them some closure.
This is less risky. I'm sorry. Look, I overreacted earlier.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I could take it back, then I would. But you shouldn't go around being nasty to people and then expect favors.
I'm just asking you to not destroy my corpse after you murdered me. I'm not exactly asking for a loan.
Whatever.
I was a rude customer today.
And last week.
But it's like you said, people have bad days. I had a bad day and I was rude to you. You had a bad day and you killed me. How do you think you're actually better?
Because
why?
Because you shouldn't be mean to people who are paid to serve you. Ever, period. It's too easy. You're hurting people who aren't allowed to stand up for themselves without risking their financial stability. If that's where you take out your anger, you're taking advantage and you're a bad person.
I want to be buried, okay? I'm not super religious or anything, but my mom was, and she always wanted me to be buried next to her.
That's not my problem.
You really are just a whiny little brat, aren't you? So people are mean to you sometimes. It isn't that difficult to get an order right. If it's so terrible here, if people are so awful to poor little you, why don't you just quit?
It's not that easy.
Because you aren't good at anything else? Because life is hard everywhere? Have you ever thought that maybe the problem isn't us? It's just that you really are a stupid, lazy girl who will never be more than a screw-up standing behind a cash register counting out her tips and quarters.
Yes.
You're the one who should be dead right now, and I swear to the God I don't super believe in, but that my mother loved. If you burn my body, I will spend the rest of your useless life reminding you what a waste of space you are.
Please don't do that. Please don't haunt me. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, and I didn't mean to. I told you I didn't mean to do this.
She won't, you know.
Kathleen! I didn't know you were back.
She won't haunt you forever.
You can see her?
Yeah, I can see her. I've been able to see the ghost ever since the first person I killed here.
The first person you killed?
Once the body burns, the spirit fades with it.
What?
The bones don't burn, at least not in this oven, but you can throw them in with the Halloween decorations. That's a little trick.
You've done this before.
Everyone snaps in the customer service industry. It's just part of it.
That can't be true.
If people treat you like you're worthless for long enough, you start to believe them. It's easy to snap when you're worthless.
Jeez Louise, he was so fussy about the cake. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey.
Meg, why haven't you burned her yet?
I was just saying she really should.
Oh my God, you've done this before!
Like 2 weeks into working here.
But you screamed when you saw the body.
Duh, I was startled. You scream over mice in the basement.
Why didn't you react to me?
I did. I guess you're just too stupid to listen when people talk to you.
You're crazy.
The oven's warmed up, Meg. Toss her in and clock out, for God's sake.
No, wait, I know you feel guilty about killing me. Are you really going to just burn my body, hide my bones in the closet, and let me disappear? You have to confess. You have to pay for how you've treated me. I'm a person.
So am I. And I'm going to treat you the way you've always treated me. Like I don't matter.
No. Ugh!
All right, guess you ladies should get home.
You might want to mop again, Meg. That last guy tracked in some dirt.
Don't forget your sweater.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's that.
Oh my God. I just killed someone.
Hmm?
I just killed someone. I mean, I knew I did it before, but now it's... I think I'm gonna throw up.
Oh no, not on the floor, please. Everything's clean.
How are you so calm? Do you do this a lot?
Oh, not that often. I'm rarely on the floor anymore.
I need to sit down. Don't you feel guilty?
Customers always get away with whatever benefits them with no consequences for their bad behavior. So after a certain point, I decided to adopt their attitude.
I think I need to quit.
Really? Why?
I don't want to end up doing this again.
Okay.
What?
I don't think it's the job that's the issue. I think it's the people, and there'll always be people.
But still, this isn't where I should be. Consider this my 2 weeks' notice.
Ugh. The problem is, it's really not to my benefit to let you leave, is it?
What? No, I would never tell.
This is a real shame, Meg.
Stop! Look! Go.
You're a good worker, and we're moving into the holiday season.
Please, look.
I hate turnover.
I can't breathe.
But if there's one mantra I live by, it's that you can't control how other people act, only how you react to them.
I can't believe you just did that.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. Murder at Cakery Bakery was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. Our associate producer is Davey Gardner. It was performed by Aaron Bartley, Lily Dew, Margaret Burris, Patrick Knopf, and Joanna Hausman. Special thanks to Magna Theater. They gave us a place to meet each week, and they offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Find out more at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.